Today, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. ruled that two reporters must tell a grand jury who leaked the identity of an undercover CIA officer. The reporters had already been held in contempt of court for failing to yield to a prosecutor subpoena seeking the information. If they don't cooperate, they could go to jail. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
The three-judge appeals court panel found the First Amendment doesn't protect Time Magazine's Matthew Cooper and New York Times reporter Judith Miller from having to reveal their sources. Cooper says reporters often have to rely on information from sources who fear retribution if they're identified.
Otherwise, people who are whistleblowers in government or industry are not going to be able to confidently step forward if they know that the reporters are going to turn them in.
But the court says journalists have to cooperate with prosecutors. And Harvard University law professor Charles Fried says federal laws give reporters no special rights to withhold information. Fried served under President Reagan as Solicitor General, a senior Justice Department position.
The media keep telling themselves and they keep telling the public that there's a First Amendment right there, but they're making it up. The Supreme Court has never said that. And they've come very close to saying there's no such thing.
The case stems from a political controversy back in July 2003. Former Ambassador Joseph Wilson wrote an opinion piece in the New York Times saying he had been sent to Niger. He was asked to find evidence of the sale of uranium to Iraq, material that could be used to make nuclear weapons. Wilson wrote he found no such evidence. It was an embarrassment for the White House. A week later, conservative columnist Robert Novak reported the diplomat had been sent at the recommendation of Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, an undercover CIA official. Novak said his information came from two Bush administration officials. Other reporters had been told about Plame, too, and Time's Matthew Cooper decided to write about it.
I co-authored a story in 2003, hoping to cast some light on this leaking that was going on.
The disclosure of Plame's identity may have broken federal law. Democrats charged the Bush White House was trying to silence critics, and U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald of Chicago was named to investigate. Time's reporter Judith Miller was issued a subpoena, although she never wrote about Plame. Novak's involvement with the inquiry remains unknown. He's not willing to say whether he cooperated. Prosecutor Fitzgerald issued a statement today saying he'll resume the investigation promptly. New York Times publisher Arthur Sulzberger Jr. says a free press doesn't mean much if the government can compel reporters to turn over their notebooks.
What's at stake here is our ability to report news from the nation's capital. If we're not allowed to have those confidential sources, the amount of information coming out of Washington will be about press releases and news conferences, not about the things that really matter.
The U.S. Supreme Court addressed a similar issue in 1972. It found a Kentucky reporter had to disclose information about people he witnessed making illegal drugs. The appeals judges today found the Supreme Court hadn't changed its mind since. But lawyers for Time Magazine and the New York Times say society has changed. More than 30 states now have shield laws that protect reporters from having to reveal confidential sources. Former Solicitor General Charles Fried says those laws don't apply here.
If you're properly subpoenaed, if you have information the government needs, a grand jury can get it. And they can get it from Joe Citizen, and they can get it from the intrepid reporter. There's no difference.
The New York Times and Time Magazine say they'll appeal today's ruling. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.